From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Lynn Neary. A lot of people may have forgotten this, but early in her career, Glenn Close was often cast in the good girl role, the idyllic muse in The Natural, the understanding friend, wife, and mother in The Big Chill. Things took a sharp turn when she played an evil manipulator in Dangerous Liaisons, and then created one of film's great villains in Fatal Attraction. Just the range of her roles alone would make Close one of the great actors of her generation. Now she adds another remarkable character to the list, playing the title role in the new movie Albert Nobbs. Close brings to life the painful loneliness of a woman who is living as a man in 19th century Ireland and is desperate to find love.
I was wondering, Miss Dawes, if you would care to come out for a walk.
Pardon me, Mr. Nobbs?
I'm off duty at 3 tomorrow, and if you're not engaged.
Engaged? No, I'm not engaged, Mr. Nobbs, but are you asking me to walk out with you?
I am.
Glenn Close joins us now. Welcome to the program, Ms. Close.
Thank you very much.
Now, you not only act in Albert Nobbs, but you also share producing and screenwriting credits, and you've been wanting to make this film for many years. Tell us how this all began.
Well, back in 1982, I had done mostly stage, and I got cast in a wonderful adaptation of a George Moore short story called The Singular Life of Albert Nobbs. And I just thought it was a really good, albeit strange, story.
It is a strange story. And your performance is sort of, it's fascinating in a couple of different ways. First of all, not only do you have to represent this woman as a believable man, but you also have to convey this kind of constant inner turmoil that this character seems to be going through. And yet there's an amazing sort of stillness and almost like a mask over her face. She tries to mask her emotions so much.
I actually think when you first meet Albert, she's not in that much turmoil because she's so invisible. She has disappeared so completely into her disguise, and she is surviving just fine, and she just wants to keep it that way. I think for her to have work and to be able to save up her money, which will keep her from the poorhouse or being thrown out on the street, that is what she strives for. So she doesn't know enough about life to think, oh, I'm missing all this. I think at that point, in a world where the poverty was unbelievably horrible, that this is a person who is surviving as best she can and is happy with that.
There are two characters in this story who are women passing as men. Do you know how common that really was at the time?
I think it probably was something that happened a lot more than anybody will ever have statistics for, because certainly in Albert's time, and in the society that she lived with, women had absolutely no rights and no possibilities if you had no family, no name, and no money.
The sort of fragility of this character is an interesting contrast to the other character you're so well known for right now, and that's the role of Patty Hughes in Damages. You're speaking to us from the set of Damages right now. And I wanted to play a clip of tape from both Damages and from Albert Nobbs and then ask you about that. First, from Albert Nobbs. This is from a part of the film where Nobbs is seeking some advice about opening a store.
I've been thinking I might purchase a little business.
Ah, a business. Fancy that. Oh, what kind of a business?
Perhaps a little shop.
Hmm. Well, what kind of a shop?
I'm thinking maybe tobacco.
That was a clip from Albert Nobbs. And now we're going to hear a clip of Glenn Close playing Patty Hughes in Damages. I think this clip is self-explanatory.
Get out.
Patty.
I said, get out.
You see enemies everywhere, but you can't see the people who actually care about you.
Get the hell out!
I just couldn't help. I saw that clip of tape, and I thought, what a contrast to the character she plays in Albert Nobbs. And yet I wondered, as an actress, is there something that those two characters, is there anything they might have in common?
When I hear that, I'm thinking, you know, was really lucky that Albert Nobbs didn't have to confront Patty Hughes. No, he would have disappeared in the wallpaper very fast. I guess you could come at both of them from the angle that Patty has come to the top in what, for many, you know, centuries was considered a man's world of law. It's cost her something, but basically she's acting like a man, you might say. Albert is also living in a world totally run and controlled by men, and yet her way of dealing with it is disappearing rather than exerting herself.
I also wanted to ask you about one of your famous stage roles, and that's Norma Desmond in Sunset Boulevard. Because I saw a production of that fairly recently with another actress, and it was a perfectly fine production. I enjoyed it. But I have to say, as soon as this actress came on the stage, I thought, oh, I wish it was Glenn Close. I felt like I could see you in that role, you know, that you just seemed perfect for that part. And I wondered if you think that's true, that there really are some parts that an actress really is just meant to play, that that part was made for them, really.
You know, I think in some ways there might be, because Lord knows we're chemical creatures, and certainly the great parts are chemical as well. And I think maybe some people's chemistry matches the chemistry of these great parts better than others.
You think you were meant to play Albert Nobbs?
I do. I think I must. There was about 5 years ago now, a time when, you know, it had been a long time that I was trying to make this film happen. And, you know, in the beginning it was without question that I'd play Albert. Well, almost 30 years went by, and I just didn't know how I could pull it off on film, which is much more difficult than stage because you have the close-up. So I remember we were shooting Damages at the time, and I flew out to California on a weekend, and we had a hair and makeup test before I decided to really go all out, you know, to try to make the movie happen at that point. I had to convince myself that I was still right to play it. But what happened at that makeup test, where there came a point, I looked up and it wasn't me, and it was a new creature. And it was something that I could believe was this character of Albert Nobbs, then I felt, okay, it's still fated.
My guest is Glenn Close. She stars in, produced, and was writer on the film Albert Nobbs. It debuts in limited release today and will be in theaters nationwide in late January. Her show Damages can be seen on DirecTV. Glenn Close, it was a pleasure talking with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.